Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Fierce and fearless, pursuing the truth every day, offending people along the way, and, well, that's the way it goes sometimes. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, white boy Rick, the notorious but naive Detroit drug dealer and former informant who spent decades in prison, now suing the FBI and Detroit Police Department. We'll tell you about that. Number two, online gambling in Michigan is exploding with revenue. Over $114 million wagered in June alone. A very big deal, but not everyone loves it. And number one, former Detroit Police Chief James Craig slamming Governor Gretchen Whitmer for closing Michigan schools. James Craig flirting with the idea of running for governor. Will he or won't he? My guess is he will. But he went after Whitmer yesterday for closing Michigan schools during the pandemic, describing the public health measure as one that hurt the state and its residents. Democrat, here's a quote. Democrat policies had children sitting at home rather than going to school. He made those comments at the Kent County Republican Party headquarters in Grand Rapids. The young people today don't want to sit at home and get free money. They want to experience the world, and in fact, they want to change the world. You can't change the world sitting at home in your pajamas getting free money waiting on Queen Gretchen to issue her royal decree, said Craig, pulling no punches. He was infected with COVID-19 March 2020. He said the school closure decision was part of a system of dependency encouraged by Democrats. Rodrika Applewaite for the Michigan Democratic Party said Craig's comments show he's a partisan and not about problem solving. Whitmer worked with legislators across the aisle to deliver the largest investment in public schools in Michigan history, all without raising taxes, she said. But Craig looks like he's getting ready. Craig made his appearance in Grand Rapids as a former executive director of the Michigan Republican Party. Jeff Timmer filed a complaint with Michigan's Secretary of State's office alleging Craig has been campaigning illegally because he's failed to register as with the proper office. The requirements of the Michigan Campaign Finance Act are simple, Timmer, who is a senior advisor to the anti-Trump Lincoln Project, which means he's a weasel, said in an email, a new candidate gets 10 days to form a committee after spending or receiving the first dollar towards their campaign. Now, why would Timmer, who's an anti-Trump guy, be attacking James Craig? Good question. Republican consultants John Yob and Ted Goodman appeared with James Craig, this according to the Detroit Free Press, at a Republican event in Jackson July 6. Yob's hiring for the campaign reported by WLNS Lansing June 9. Both Yob and Goodman, who has been acting as Craig's press liaison, also appeared with him Monday in Grand Rapids after Timmer filed his complaint. Goodman says he's an informal advisor, had no comment on Timmer's complaint except to say he doesn't consider Timmer a Republican. I think that's fair to say. This is so much extra noise and nonsense. Yob has a national political consulting firm based in Grand Rapids in West Michigan. He said private citizens are allowed to volunteer their time to help the party. Those people who are excited about Craig's potential upcoming announcement don't have much longer to wait, said John Yob. We'll see what happens, but yeah, it's coming. All right, it's coming. Coming up here in a few minutes, a volatile political story about the changes to Michigan's no-fault insurance, auto no-fault insurance. It is everything I told you it would be, which is nothing at all except a chance to line billions of dollars into the insurance company's pockets, which is what happened. What did Michigan residents get out of it? Less than zero. You'll hear that story coming up with Chad Livengood in a bit. Meanwhile, online gambling operators reporting $114.2 million in June revenue. I mean, that's a lot of cheese. $89 million of that from internet gambling. Online sports betting operators netted $25 million, reported a total handle or amount wagered of $235.1 million last month. $235 million bet last month, the vast majority of which was lost. June receipts tied to the two forms of online gambling roughly match May, according to the Gambling Control Board. Summer's here. Michigan is reopening after the pandemic. The slight tenth of a percent decline from May to June shows internet gaming and online sports betting continue to draw Michigan residents and visitors' interest. Taxes and payments from the gaming and sports betting based on adjusted gross receipts, including deductions from the monetary value of free play incentives provided to and wagered by bettors. The operators paid $14.6 million in taxes and payments just last month, $13.7 million from the internet gaming, and $927,000 from sports betting. So there you go. A lot of gambling going on around the state. A lot of gambling going on. And what about White Boy Rick? Remember him? Remember White Boy Rick? They just did a documentary. I think it was on Netflix. I watched it. It was quite interesting, actually. He was a child informant from the time he was 14 until the time he was 16. He was an informant for the FBI. Well, now he's suing the FBI and Detroit police and others after he was released from prison. Richard Wershey Jr. is his name, White Boy Rick. He spent 32 years in prison after a drug trafficking arrest when he was 17 years old in 1987. The longest-serving nonviolent juvenile offender in Michigan history, 32 years until he was 49 years old. Now he's suing the people he believes responsible for putting him in jail. Having worked undercover for the FBI and Detroit police starting as a child at the age of 14, he is the youngest FBI informant in this history of this nation. The government used Wershey as a child, putting him on gangsters, killers, drug dealers, and thrust him into the world of drug trafficking, and then all turned on him to cover up the illegal and embarrassing nature of their conduct, says the complaint. News conference set for Tuesday. He's now 51 years old. He returned to Michigan after being released from a Florida prison July 20, 2020, a year ago. He's kept a low profile, but he will make an appearance at the Tuesday press conference. White Boy Rick will be seen. 32 years in prison from the time he was 17. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyhow, coming up, you don't want to miss any of this. Nan Su, senior reporter with the Epoch Times. China stealing research from U.S. universities? I'm shocked, but it goes on every single day. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.